I usually refuse to do what Bob told me to do today. No, not that.
Hey, girls.
He said, I need you to watch some Skip and Shannon. I was like, man, I don't care. I don't care whatever they said. They could do the craziest thing in the world. I don't. It does not matter. If they're in my backyard, I'm not looking outside. You know what I mean? Like, they're sports talk or journalism or whatever they do on those screaming at each other shows. It's you might as well tell me to watch TMZ. Because every time I do watch it, I'm like, this is so ridiculous, I got to play this on the air. And but today...
I feel like you're painting me as the guy who watches it.
No, no, no. But you just turn... You're like that too, right? You don't care what they do, ever.
I absolutely do not care.
They spout out lots of crazy things every day.
Until today.
Well, today is different because... Well, let's just listen, and you decide, should we be playing this? Is there anything in here that catches your ear? They're talking Cowboys. They're kind of bagging on the Cowboys and whatnot.
No way.
As they will do, the national haters. But this is on Fox
FS1
now? Okay. And it's Skip and Shannon.
They
and then
occasionally
I think
there's
like a female in there, but I don't know.
Occasionally take a break from LeBron talk.
For Cowboy talk.
To do Cowboy talk, sure.
All right, so see if there's anything that jumps out, Julie, like for you to say, well, why would the guys want to play this on the air? All right.
So, when Mitchell Trubisky, who I've now renamed Lamar Trubisky, when he broke the 23-yard run that broke this team's back the other night on Thursday night Fox football, I immediately tweeted, I think I'm going to vomit because I was close. And I was even closer last night when I read Bob Sturm's excellent third-level film study breakdown of that game when it came to tackling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
19.
Wow.
Did you catch that?
Bro, you're going to the third level?
Third level?
Vomit. Because I was close. And I was even closer last night when I read Bob Sturm's excellent third-level film study breakdown of that game when it came.
Third level,
I mean,
film study breakdown, because...
Maybe second.
Were we not invited to the ceremony when we
I always assumed you
on the
went,
third level?
I did think you went two levels, and I would always tell my friends about that, too.
This guy will go to the next level.
This guy will go two levels, yeah.
I'm glad he cleared it up, because it sounded like it made him vomit at first.
Yeah.
And then
he was vomiting.
Even closer to vomiting when I read Bob Sturm's article, but then he said, excellent.
Right. Yeah.
And third level.
And I exhaled. Excellent. I was about to get real pissed.
Well, what if he's bulimic and he wants to vomit?
Excellent and vomit-inducing. Mm. Both can be true.
Okay.
Which would be a nice binge.
Sure.
Right?
Boot and rally.
I immediately tweeted, I think I'm going to vomit because I was close. And I was even closer last night when I read Bob Sturm's excellent third-level film study breakdown of
third
that game
level.
When it
I
came
love that.
To yeah. tackling.
Okay.
19 missed tackles. There's not been anything remotely close to 19 missed tackles in a game out of the 256 that have been played so far this year.
I mean, there's some with 18.
That's not close, Bob.
Okay.
None with 18.1. There's a whole integer in there.
Yeah, okay, fair.
And he goes on to cite your article, which I also read, which was excellent. I didn't vomit over it at all.
Third level?
The problem is I've never
clearly two levels.
I've never even been to the third level, so I don't even know what I'm looking for.
Well,
it's a new terrain.
We're renovating.
I think if you have a higher level of football brain like Skip, you could probably read those.
That's true.
They're
I'm little.
They can communicate
I'm
with each
simple.
Other on
I need,
the third level.
Right. Yeah, it's like dog whistle.
Yeah, right. I need colors
ET
and
something
that I can sure. that's more tangible. But this guy really gets you, dude. This you and Skip, man.
It's odd bedfellows, to say the least.
Until he finds out you work here. Then he'll turn on you like all your other media friends.
Right.
Let's fast forward a bit.
Like Elliot.
Because this wasn't... was not the last mention of Bob Sturm.
Hockey man.
By Skip.
They came in, the Chicago Bears, 27th in points scored in the league. So they were struggling on offense. Mm-hmm. until my defense hit their field, right? And then they hit my defense right between the eyes because my defense could not tackle. So Bob Sturm wrote this really excellent piece. It's horrifying to me. But he starts off with a long quote from a sit-down interview Bill Belichick did in 2015 in which he talks about the essence of the defense that he is known for coaching.
Okay. And then you went on to detail in that Belichick article, he's just talking about tackling.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not complicated,
in fact,
guys.
On the Belichick-Saban thing, which we want to touch on the show at some point, there's an HBO show out there, a little documentary, which is just Belichick and Saban talking.
Right.
And it's awesome. And one of their things, they're bagging on analytics and, like, you know, they want to come at me with this and that. And I'm like, guys, I don't care about these numbers. Tackle somebody.
Yeah.
And that's kind of led to a lot of success. So I don't think we can really totally discount them.
Sometimes the noise is gets so much attention that we kind of forget. In the end, it's a lot about blocking and tackling.
And then they're going to talk about the Cordarrelle Patterson big play. That was a big one later in the game. Was it a third down? I don't know.
Third and nine, the Bears threw a little give-up two-yard pass that went for 33.
Right. Anyway, a little more Bob Love from Skip Bayless.
And it's third and nine now. It's third and nine at the 34, and Bob Sturm pointed up this play. But watch this. It's just a little quick pass to Cordarrelle, and one, two, three, four,
five
kind of got him on the ground. 33 yards. It's the longest play of the whole football game on third and nine.
Right.
You know what's cool? He didn't notice that was even a key play in the game until I read Bob Sturm's excellent article. Excellent third-level film study breakdown with the All-22s.
It's a play you might have missed.
In fact, nobody watching it on TV really remarked on it until Bob got a hold of the All-22s, kind of got his hands in there and just started digging around. And
got in the lab.
You know? I was confused why the Bears still had the ball after the play, and now I know. I granted access to
it took
level
a third level. you don't have access to level three.
My feet
Bob,
levels
Skip, there are a few people. Now, here's the weird thing that I want to ask you about personally.
Oh, okay. This should be good.
You have a very good working relationship with a guy named Troy.
That's what I've been told.
Uh-oh.
This is Troy's sworn nemesis.
Sure.
I'm not sure Skip's not gay.
Troy has definitely said, like, he won't be a part of any Fox Sports Southwest, whatever they are, FS1. Like, he wouldn't read a promo for this show. There's no love lost between them. And it's not like you're contacting Skip. Like, does Skip somehow know, does he know what he's doing in overtly praising you? You know what I mean?
Well, the theory was out there this morning that if he knew I was actually a person at the ticket, which I think says how insignificant we truly are on the national stage, he
would never have...
He thinks I'm a writer for The Athletic and doesn't know I'm part of his nemesis radio station,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Even though I've been here for over two decades and was pretty close to when he was here. Not that close, I guess. A couple years.
Yeah. Over the long haul, it feels close, right?
Yeah.
5 out of 25 is...
Future generations will say they were here at the same time.
Yeah.
Could Troy's legal team serve him a cease and desist?
You cannot mention Bob Sturm.
He's mine.
Does he get fourth level access?
Troy?
Yeah, Skip gets three levels.
It's beyond premium even.
We'll never know how many levels there are, but it's locked up.
This third level analysis includes slow motion video. That's how we kick it up a notch.
Do we need to assemble an audio montage of all the times Bob has been cited though now? Based on his all his other jobs.
Bob Sturm.
He was once... Well, that was derogatory.
That one might be the pièce de résistance.
Keith Olbermann once just ripped Bob over and over. Have you ever heard about that, Julie?
I don't think so.
Do you remember what it was over, Dan?
Over Jordan.
It was over Michael Jordan and LeBron in the flu game.
Yeah.
Was it because you think Jordan's better?
No.
And he was ripping
you?
It
was because when LeBron was not feeling good because San Antonio's arena was too hot or something like that, And then
cramps. He came out for cramps.
And then the LeBron stands, as we call them, told us about the flu game when Michael Jordan missed a game as well, or left a game, according to them. And then everybody ran with it, including Oberman and Bill Barnwell and all those guys. And I've said, you know, the box score says Jordan played 42 minutes that game. He didn't quite leave the game because of the flu. He kept playing. And then they got all mad at me, and I was Bob Slurm.
For a while. He mentioned, then he did it a couple times, I think, on different shows. Once Bob was cited by one of those ESPN shows for breaking the news that, or it had something to do with Tony Romo dating Jessica Simpson.
Was that PTI?
And we were calling you our entertainment reporter. Because it was like, according to Bob Sturm of The Ticket.
Which wasn't true. I didn't report anything about Jessica Simpson and Tony Romo.
No one's more dialed into the socialite scene.
You had popped out of their bushes and took a photo of them. And
I was framed on that one.
Well, congrats, dude.
Hey, man.
Skip loves you.
This is big for all of us.
Number one.
We're growing the brand.
The brand's been out there a lot lately.
Bob Sturm's third level
big
film
week
study.
For the brand.
Big week
you should
for
rename,
the brand.
Rename your column every week.
Yeah, maybe this.
Third level film study.
That's
deep
great.
Dive. What does he say?
Hit their field, right? And then they hit.
Oh, wait, that's not the right one. This one.
Now renamed Lamar Trubisky when he broke the 23-yard run that broke this team's back.
Sorry,
the other night on Thursday night Fox Football. I immediately tweeted, I think I'm going to vomit.
Okay, there it is.
Because I was close. And I was even closer last night when I read Bob Sturm's excellent third-level film study breakdown of that game.
Okay, Bob Sturm's excellent third-level film study breakdown.
Bob Sturm's excellent
third-level
film study breakdown.
This time.
Say again?
It wasn't Bob Sturm this time.
Right.
We're making progress.
Yeah. The Struminator.
Though he's not the herd, you know? It's just undisputed. Is it undisputed? Undisputed.
That matter is disputed.
Yeah.
I don't really.
We don't care.
All right, picks with friends.